Happy Mother's Day to all the listeners of the Moms Are Not All Right podcast. I hope you get the praise, recognition, and love you deserve. This shit is not for the faint of heart. And if you didn't get the love, recognition, and praise you deserve, because that happens a lot, know that you are worthy, you are valuable, you are important, and if no one else is screaming it from the rooftops, that fucking sucks. You deserve better, and I know what you were feeling, and even if you don't have a team behind you cheering you on, your child will know in time. If you are showing up every day, you are at the practices, you are asking them about their day, you are providing for them, they don't have the brain development to acknowledge and be grateful for all of that yet, but they will at some point. When they are successfully adulting, you can look at them and you can think, like, that's me right there. I'm a good mom. I'll share this story because it's sweet and it's related to mothers and it's Mother's Day. When my youngest was born, we were in the hospital and my husband was holding our brand new baby. And he said something along the lines of, I can't believe it's possible to love something so much. And his mom was sitting next to him and looked at him and said, I can. And it was like this realization my husband had about how much his mom loved him, although he had his suspicions. And they both like hugged and cried, and it makes me cry every time I think about it. It just like randomly pops in my head all the time. And I'm like, oh, so sweet and so true. Some people have mother-in-laws they do not get along with, and today can be triggering as fuck for you. I'm sorry if you are dealing with that. I think about this a lot. I feel like people can be a little harsh in regards to mother-in-laws, like in my real life and on like the Facebook moms pages. I'm always reading some posts about not getting along with a mother-in-law, and it really does break my heart, and I think I'm a little more sensitive to it, maybe because I'm a mom of boys, and typically the boys' side of the family, I feel like, gets a little less attention and understanding. The family typically is more involved with the mom side of the family, and it's more so like sometimes the wives and mother-in-laws not getting along is like more common than like any other kind of pairing, but not always. I don't feel like it's that way in my family's case. We see my husband's parents all the time, and they are invited to everything my parents are invited to, and we go on a family vacation with my husband's family every summer. But I do feel for mother-in-laws, like, imagine raising this baby, this person who you protected and advised and provided for, this human for 20 years, probably more than half your life, and then you have to just like stop, like pull back. I can hardly handle my son now having a deeper voice and armpit hair. Like, I don't know what that retreat is gonna look like for me. Like, am I gonna struggle? If I overstep one time, will the spouse cut me right off? Will it be a clean break? I don't know. So I really try not to judge the mother-in-laws in any situations I hear about, because I want the same grace. Not getting along with my kid's spouse is like one of my biggest fears, honestly. We're all going to be the in-laws at some point if our kids get married, so I try to be a little more understanding and like humble myself. But boy, do I know that great mother-in-laws, or not great mother-in-laws, I know that they exist. I know some in real life. I've seen some. I listen to my friends talk about theirs sometimes. And that sucks. And I hope you proceed today however you need to be at peace. I want to specifically call out moms who woke up today with no extra love or recognition. Some are also okay with that and don't expect a big deal. But if you were hoping for something and didn't get it, like on Christmas when you wake up and everyone in the house, including the fucking pets, has a gift under the tree, except for Mom. Like, I've seen it, I've experienced it, I feel you, I see you, it sucks, you are not alone, and most importantly, it is not a reflection on you as a mom. Or maybe this day is really sad for you. If your mom passed away, or you can't see your mom and you miss her, I'm sorry you're experiencing that on this day to celebrate you. Like, there's no way to sugarcoat it. It sucks. Or maybe you just don't get along with your mom. You have a complicated relationship. There is such a stigma, I feel, around not getting along with your mom. Like, so much shame associated with it. Like, you feel like a freak if you don't have this, like, mother figure that you see everywhere else in your life. We just expect women to be inherently good at being a mom or being the mom their child needs, but sometimes what the child needs and what the mom can provide, it doesn't align. And it just sucks for everyone involved. And they don't make cards at CVS that are like, "I recognize how hard raising a kid is. Thanks for enduring that and trying your best. Even if your best was not that great and I have trauma from it, but for the most part, you made sure my basic needs for survival were met. Thanks." You know, they don't have those kind of cards. Motherhood is complicating. Families are complicating. I think everyone can kind of agree on that. I saw a poll on my local mom's page asking what mothers were doing tomorrow to celebrate. Or when I publish this, it will be today. But are you spending the day without your kids? Are you spending the day with your kids? Either way you want to spend it, you are a good mom. In my realm of the world, Mother's Day is very much about the matriarch. I visit grandmas, we see both our mothers, the kids make the all like our matriarch family members' gifts. It's like another family holiday. I celebrate those before me that created this lineage. And one day, they will all be gone, and it will be me that the family has to travel to see. But I know lots of moms who like to celebrate themselves. Good, you should. Sometimes we are the only ones we have to celebrate ourselves. Both ways of celebrating the day make you a good mom. I've had years where I wanted to go to events or like go drink with my friends instead of being with my kids on Mother's Day. And I've had years where I wanted to do some like photo op event on Mother's Day. I've had like lazier celebrations in years and more active celebrations. This year, I'm spending it watching my son in his school play. I cry every time. I know it'll be a happy, emotional day. I cry a lot anyway. I'm sure if you've listened to my show, you probably can gather that about me by now. But I'm going to sit in the same spot I always sit in. He always looks for me there every time. So I try to get there early, get the same spot. And I don't know if this is like specific to me, this reaction, but whenever my kid is in some type of event, like chorus concert, school play, like whatever it is, he scans the audience for me. He will not stop. He like can't even concentrate on the show or what he's supposed to be doing until he sees me and he knows where I am. And he always winks and does this like weird, subtle, but not so subtle hand wave down by his side when he sees me. I literally cry every single time. Like, there is no one else in the world who feels that way about my presence. I literally live for these moments. So I feel so like overwhelmed with love. It literally leaks out of my eyes when I see this. So I'm excited for tomorrow. It's like the best gift I could have. But if you rather get tipsy at brunch and shit talk with your friends, yes, do that. I love that for you. I wish I could join you. Get rid of that mom guilt. Use this day to give yourself a break from that part of you, if that's what you want. I cannot elaborate enough that if you are showing up every day, you show interest in your child, going to the games, getting to know their friends, watching movies with them, you're a good mom. And if you're struggling to meet motherhood expectations or your own expectations, if you want to break generational curses, you're parenting in the only way you know how, but you know something needs to change. First, good on you to come to that conclusion. Second, this shit is complex, and I personally feel like nothing in this world can really prepare you for it until you are actually in it and it's too fucking late to go back. So I get it. And good on you for trying to like think about it and make a change. Use today to reflect and pivot, not shit all over yourself. Make today day one. Manifest the type of mom you want to be. What does she look like? What do you feel like around her? What do your friends say about her? How does she sound like? What does she do that you are not? Like, if someone was talking about her, what would they say? Think about it and then just start to become her today. You can use Mother's Day as your evaluation or your check-in day every year and celebrate your progress and growth for years to come. Like, turn it into a good day instead of a shameful day. Work on yourself, go to therapy, do yoga, like do something to better yourself, to try to become someone you're proud of if you're not feeling proud of yourself right now. People can make motherhood seem so effortless and easy, but it's not. It's a lot of work. Anyone who's doing it knows that. So give yourself some grace. I feel like my generation was raised a little more harshly than the kids today. And I really take comfort in knowing that, like, at the bare minimum, my kids may have less trauma than myself, which means, like, they may end up even just, like, 1% better than what I'm doing. Like, that's still a job well done as far as I'm concerned. Like, progress, not perfection, you know? It's so easy to take inventory of all the things we do wrong, but today I have a request. Consider it a Mother's Day gift to yourself. Write 10 things that you are proud of or made you happy or that was hard but you did it. And like 10 things you like about parenting or ways motherhood has changed you for the better. Whatever it is, like make a list of 10 mom wins and, you know, reflect on that and keep it, and then you can read it back on the really hard days. Tomorrow I will be talking about mom guilt and reading comments and messages from my Facebook polls about how people changed or what people learned after becoming mothers, which I feel like is related to today's events. So I hope you enjoy your day. Reflect, rest, or don't. It's your day. Just wanted to tell you that I know what it's like to be a mom, and we sometimes don't get enough credit or give ourselves enough credit, and I just wanted to make sure I told you today you deserve all the fucking credit. Without mothers, the world would literally cease to exist. I really do believe that. So happy Sunday, and I'll see you tomorrow morning. Thanks. Bye.